105. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
An Odyssey station.
Odyssey does not endorse and is in no way responsible to any claims made during this broadcast.
WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio. Presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
Racing Talk Radio
on Rock 105. Live from the Optimize You studio. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Everybody, there we go. Yes. Welcome to the program, everybody. It is Racing Talk Radio, brought to you by Optimize You. And yes, it's that time of the year again. It is that time of the sports season again. NASCAR 2024 is right around the corner. So it is time for Racing Talk Radio to come back at you each and every Monday at 6 o'clock. And that is why I'm talking on your radio right now. That is why Sean Whitfield is sitting across from me on what may be the tightest Monster Energy drink shirt that they make. And we are so excited to get into NASCAR, the Busch Light Clash, a Denny Hamlin win, who's driving where, what's even going on right now, why am I talking before the Super Bowl even takes place? It is. It's time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. I am Casey. And alongside me, once again, the reason I'm here, and he's over there pressing buttons, trying to find out why there's an echo. It is Sean Whitfield of the Whitfield. Oh, and it's fixed, of the Whitfield Media Group. Hey, Sean.
Yeah, there we go. I was just about to ask our super producer, Chuck, to hit the button on the board because we had a really bad echo there for a moment.
Listen, I feel like I'm a little bit in mid-season form to go on for about a minute like that with about a 1 second echo in my ears. Like, I may not need these early shows to get cranked up. I'm in mid-season form right now.
That's right. So we're starting our introduction again. We are now official. It is the 2024 Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You. NASCAR season officially gets started today. The green flag is out, Casey. 24 years.
The pace car has pulled away.
24 years of talking NASCAR on Chattanooga Radio.
24, but I've only been here for...
It's 19 for you.
19.
This year.
I'm still not legal quite.
Wait. No. You started... Yo, 20 years for you.
Oh, man.
20 years for you years. In June, I think. Because we started in February 2001. I think you came on June of 2005.
Moved to Chattanooga in 04. So that would probably make sense.
I think you were 05 is when you started with JB.
Yeah, it would have been early season 05.
Yeah.
Out of Will's Sports Bar, which I believe is a Dollar General.
Yeah, so this June. So we're just going to go ahead and say it's 20th anniversary for
you. We'll call it 20. I feel like I'm certainly not old enough to have done anything for 20 years.
I was going to say, is there anything you've done in life for 20 years?
Apparently a NASCAR show. And, you know, love my lady. I think we all.
Yeah, but you didn't even know her 20 years ago.
I did know her.
Oh, you did
know
her.
We were,
but y'all weren't together.
Well, we met, and then we were off and on for 5 years.
Well, she didn't have a clue as to who you were 20 years ago.
She put a ring on it.
Yeah, but you may have known who she was, but she didn't have a clue to who you were. That's like my wife. 20 years ago, I knew exactly who she was. I didn't even show up on her radar 20 years ago. She didn't know who I was.
Well, that's
so I
true.
Think that's kind of the way it is for
well,
you.
You still had one or two exes to get out of the way before that came.
Well, you know,
you had to pave that way.
I had to get it. You know, I had to sweep a lot to the side before I could get to the right one. But you know,
but yeah, here we are.
That's the way life goes.
Here we are, with loving love and loving NASCAR 2024 as the season gets ready to kick off. And I tell you how crazy it is. I've already gotten a text from Mrs. Orr. She's listening, which is kind of scary.
Wow.
So maybe 2024 will be different. She'll listen to me for a change.
So a big shout out to Mrs. Orr.
Mrs.
Today.
Orr and Evelyn. Evelyn Kay, who was principal for the day, a good old OLPH last Friday.
Now go ahead.
Cruising home as well.
Make sure you get in the, what's the angel comment you usually say about Mrs. Orr?
Oh, just I love love, and she's an angel.
No, married to an angel. Yeah. There's a phrase that you've had in the past.
Yeah, so normally I said I didn't have to go to church because I just went ahead and married an angel.
That's what it is. But I was trying
now,
to remember.
Now being the good Catholic I am, I always go to church because I've got to pray for so many of you Baptists just to make sure that I get you on the right path.
Well, I don't know what you're doing wrong at Mass, but it's not working. Matter of fact, I thought that's what us Baptists were doing for you Catholics. Yeah, on
maybe
morning.
It is. We're just all jamming up and heading up to the. Yeah.
Well, the last time you and I were together on the radio was the second week of November last year. So, with that said, we haven't talked to our listeners and all of our friends in a long time. So, in the off season, how have you been? What have you been up to?
Yeah, and you and I talked by phone, but we actually didn't really hang like we normally did.
You were too busy and too good for me.
We work, like, our real jobs are one mile apart.
I was going to say, you've got no excuses.
You never stopped by once.
Right. You know exactly
and,
where
and
I'm
honestly,
at.
I tried to get together a lot, but Mrs. Orr was throwing the kibosh on that.
You know, I thought once I got married, she'd give you permission to hang out with me.
She keeps
more.
Wanting to invite Kim over, but she didn't mention you.
Well,
which I thought was kind of weird.
Yeah, now my feelings are hurt.
But anyway, had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Friends in town had a pretty low key, wonderful Christmas, which is also my lady's birthday, so that's always a fun time.
Did you do the right thing for her birthday?
Yeah, she you know, and we ended up, I just showed you a picture of how beautiful she looked in Nashville. That was actually her birthday trip with our friends. So not only did she do her actual birthday, a month later we went and were fancy in Nashville for a night.
Wow.
So,
because you know, anytime her birthday is mentioned in a group that I'm in, it's usually a never good memory.
I can never drop the ball again.
Yeah, because you drop the ball, and that's when you're never going to live down.
So bad.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better.
So, and then, you know, I did the same thing everybody else has done for the last 2 months. Wonder where in the world the sun was, and why is all this white stuff on the ground, and is it ever going to be warm again? And then here we are, almost like it was planned. Our show begins. And it's sunny and 65, Sean. It is just absolutely Chamber of Commerce weather.
Today gives you spring fever.
I think it's just welcoming in the 2024 season of Racing Talk Radio.
You know, I am so looking forward to the season. I think you and I both can say in November, by the time we get to the end of the NASCAR season, you know, we're kind of ready for a break a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if the season's not going quite as well as... you know, we don't really have a specific favorite driver because we like most all of them. There's some we like better than others, but you know, usually we're not a specific fan of anybody. And I know through the years we're usually looking forward to Thanksgiving and getting into the holidays, and then I think you're like me. You get through New Year's and you're thinking, "Hey, I'm ready for NASCAR season to get started. I'm ready to get back on Rock 105 and start talking NASCAR." And so I've been looking forward to this for a number of weeks. You know, I'm on the radio for a couple of times every week doing a couple of other radio shows. I always enjoy the first show of the year with you because you haven't done radio in 2 months. And I like seeing you stumble
just
a little bit.
Completely mix my words.
Yeah, yeah. I'll usually get over that after the first show.
I'm going to talk about the 2023 season.
Yeah,
today.
You'll say something and you'll... talk about you'll mention the driver that won the 2022 championship thinking that was 2023.
I'll talk about how I'll ask you how Kevin Harvick did in the Clash. You know, all these things.
Yeah, so go ahead and get all that out of the way. Quite,
oh no, listen, coming on to the program with an echo in my ear and having to pretend like everything's okay. I mean, this is the first show of the year. I'm supposed to be excited, and all I hear is myself.
I feel like that's all I heard was yourself.
I'm
double echo.
That is the way to start it out. It's, you know, it was a trial by fire. Let's do this.
Yeah, but we put that fire out quickly.
We did.
Or super producer Chuck,
who, you know, as much as things change, which we'll talk about, some remain the same, and that has remained the same. Super producer Chuck, still back on the ones and twos and keeping us going straight.
You know, one thing I'd like to say for all the years we've been on Rock 105, and we've been on Rock 105 since 2009, and then on some other sister stations there at Odyssey Chattanooga. But the guy that always we always followed every day or every Monday on Rock 105 was our friend Boner.
Yeah.
And you and I would be in the studio chatting about, you know, whatever before the show would get started. And we'd hear Boner's voice and we'd hear him say, you know, coming up, Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr's coming up. And we didn't hear that today.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit sad that we didn't hear Boner sort of bringing us in and he as he's getting ready to go home. But you and I went to his celebration of life back in December. And Boner was a part of Rock 105 since around 99.
Since the get-go, just about.
Or 2000s. Yeah, early days of Rock 105. So he is very much missed. I'm a regular Rock 105 listener on a daily basis, hear it at my desk. And I have missed the afternoon drive with Boner, you know, just doing all his crazy silliness, foolishness. You know, that's who Boner was.
Yes. So I had the pleasure of, you know, not only following him on, I worked with him for 3 or 4 years when I was at the station. Got to know him pretty well. We always stayed in contact. Back when we used to do the show at Rock 105, I would go in an hour early and we'd sit there and just BS and come up with bits and just cut up and make fun of each other for an hour before our show started. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The celebration of life was absolutely fantastic. Awesome job, everybody. It was cool to see the community and just how much he meant. That's, you know, such a tragic event. Or, you know, his passing. And but on the flip side of that is you saw how much he meant to everybody. And man, we'll just continue to be missed. Rock 105 doesn't exist without Randy Boner Smith. He was just as funny off air as he was on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's you know what, it's all of our loss.
And anybody that knew him personally and was around him in person, he was that same guy on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who he was. Who he was on the air. I mean, he was somewhat of a show and entertainment, but he was sort of that same guy. He wasn't two different people. Would you agree?
No, absolutely.
I mean, he was as crazy on the air as he was off the air.
Off the air, he was actually a little bit funnier because he couldn't say a lot of things he wanted
that's
to
true.
On the air.
Yeah, he would filter out a lot of his personality on the radio.
But funny and dry and cantankerous, but with a heart of gold. So, man, gonna miss that dude and just praying for Dana and his kids. It's left a big hole in Chattanooga, that's for sure.
So, Boner passed away on Thanksgiving Day. And I remember when I got the call Friday morning, the day after Thanksgiving, I was just like in disbelief because Boner and I are just a few months apart. We're basically the same age. I think he had a birthday just a week or two ago. I think his birthday was the end of January. So with all of what we've just said about Boner, I want to dedicate today's show to Boner, Randy Smith, a legend here on Rock 105 and a guy that you and I had both became friends with. You probably knew him a little bit better than I did just because you worked with him on a day-to-day basis for your first few years here in Chattanooga back, 17, 18 years ago.
Yeah, 04? Is that how I moved to Chattanooga in 04? Gosh, doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Am I that old?
Yeah, so. You're getting to be an old guy. Matter of fact, there's one thing I notice about you that's a little different today from when in November. The goatee's got a lot more gray in it.
Well, yes, but the goatee is a little extra long. So we've had a house guest. So KK, you know KK.
Oh, yeah.
Mother-in-law. She turned 80 on Saturday. How awesome is that?
Wow.
So her friend flew in, and we've been the whole week's just been fun things for KK. Her friend flew in to celebrate. And so we have a house guest. So the bathroom I normally use, I can't. And I know better than to shave in my wife's bathroom. So it's normally not this long and shaggy.
Yeah, it's kind of shaggy today.
This is not some sort of protest. This is, I can't wait to get home and tighten it up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the reason I say wow to the comment about KK is she does not look 80.
No, she is awesome.
I mean, she could really pass for early to mid 60s.
Yep. And still on my side about half the time, which is all I can ask for.
Right? I think she's your protector in some ways.
Out of a mother-in-law, that's not bad.
Yeah, I think she's your protector. Wouldn't you agree at times?
Oh, absolutely. She's my sanity a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, again, I want to dedicate today's first show of the 2024 season to Boner of Rock 105. He's very much missed, and we will miss hearing him right before we go on the air each and every Monday. But in the meantime, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us. and making us a part of your day as we begin our 24th anniversary of Race and Talk Radio presented by Optimize U. And we are broadcasting from the Optimize U studio live each and every Monday. So we're going to keep you up to date with all things NASCAR. And whether you're a diehard NASCAR fan or maybe you're just one of those casual NASCAR fans, you just got an interest in the sport, but maybe you're not going to sit through a whole race. Hey, we love having you because that's our job. We're going to try to keep you informed and even try to do our best to keep you as entertained as Casey's better at the entertaining side than I am. But together, we're like peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, boy.
You know, it just don't get any better.
You don't eat that. There's way too many carbs.
I don't eat it, but I do like a good peanut butter and jam sandwich. Whenever I can sneak
how
one
old
in.
Are you? Jam.
Yeah.
That's good.
Jelly, jam, whichever it may be. All right, time for us to take a break. We got a lot more to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back. It's Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize U here on Rock 105. Good Monday to you. And yes, it is that time. It is almost racing season. Actually, it is technically racing season as the Bushlight Clash happened a little earlier than it was supposed to this weekend, but there was actual racing on the track. We're going to get to that here in a little bit. Describe to you why some guys were driving cars that they didn't used to, and who was that sponsor, and why was Denny Hamlin trying to upset everybody, and why are those two guys bickering over there? Well, it's because NASCAR is back. The Bushlight Clash, we'll get to the results here in just a little bit, but the important thing is we are back. It is 2024, and the season has officially begun. Coming up this weekend, no racing, Sean, because It's that big game that everybody talks about. We're going to have the Chiefs versus the 49ers. But after that,
wait.
The great
American race. So the big game, I thought it was just where I could tune in to see how Taylor was looking.
Tasteway? Are you a Tasteway guy?
Oh, yeah.
Love Tasteway?
Oh, yeah.
Same here. Love me some Tasteway.
Yeah, I would much rather the camera be on Taylor in the stands or in the booth than I had some big burly guy that's got his shirt off and, you know, painted up and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I was appreciating her talent more than her appearance, which has no weight on her
yeah,
as
but
a person.
I like seeing, so, you know, the
I'll just be over
her Chiefs apparel. See what she's
hanging
be doing.
Out with the Kelseys anyway. But
oh, no, she's made him a lot of money.
Listen, so many people are mad about it. Like, what is Tasteway doing other than just hanging out and cheering on her boyfriend who just happens to be one of the best tight ends to ever play the game? So whatever. But the big game, or, you know, half the people are going to tune in for the big game. Half the people are going to tune in for how funny are the commercials going to be.
So you call her Tasteway?
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
I thought it was Tay-Tay.
It could be Tay-Tay. It could be Tasteway. Okay. Her fans are Swifties.
Yeah, Swifties.
How do you think we do with the Swifties? Because, listen, there's a lot of power. So if we could somehow work in the fact that we're big, we're Swifties, and we love us some Tasteway.
Yeah.
Maybe the Swifties will boost our ratings. Do we have a TikTok that we could get on?
No, I don't have any TikTok.
Do we need an official?
You don't even do any social media.
No,
hardly.
That's why I have no idea if we have a TikTok. But yeah.
We don't have a TikTok.
There's money there. We got it. But first, we got it. First TikTok, second Taylor Swift, third cash checks. So there's our plan.
Yeah. Yeah, we do need to, you know, expand and find new ways to market this program.
You know, there for a while, Tink, our sometimes correspondent, decides
to do. What do you mean, like sometimes?
Sometimes she shows up.
Very seldom.
And says she'll do social media, but that never happens. But I bet she probably has a TikTok.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or at least knows what
it
is.
But she has a new man in her life, so. We're probably not even. She's probably not even.
Probably.
Doing that
well,
now.
You never know. Yeah. We may need to check in on her. May not be good on the home front. Who knows?
We'll hear from her after the breakup.
That's true. Hey, you know, we have another young person in the studio. We'll get to in a little bit, but he probably knows about TikTok.
Yeah, at the end of the show, we'll have to introduce him.
Yeah,
he's hanging out with us today. All right, you know, this past weekend, as you mentioned a moment ago, we had the Bush clash, and one thing that was very much unprecedented is the fact that NASCAR made the decision to move this from Sunday evening to Saturday evening. I have never
entire day.
Yeah. I never remember NASCAR making that decision in all the times and years that we've gone through, you know, weather reports that did not look good, did not look likely and all that kind of stuff. And they made that decision for the first time, and it could be even ever. NASCAR has a policy that it won't move a NASCAR Cup race more than an hour earlier than scheduled on the ticket and must give a 24-hour notice to do so. NASCAR threw that policy out the window Saturday as it moved the exhibition clash from Sunday to late Saturday afternoon. The announcement gave less than 6 hours notice of the green flag. NASCAR made the decision as a dangerous storm system was predicted to hit the Los Angeles area on Sunday and last until Tuesday or Wednesday. On a normal race weekend, NASCAR likely would have waited until Wednesday and raced, and it has done that previously. But there was nothing normal about the clash, which it is conducted on a temporary asphalt surface there at the Los Angeles Coliseum. So NASCAR was looking at the fact that they have got a significant investment with being at the Coliseum. They were going to put them in a situation they were going to have to stay extra days, which would have caused them to have to lease the Coliseum for extra days, which would have been more money, spend a significant amount of money on security, additional security for those days, as well as the teardown workers for the additional time, not to mention keeping officials and other workers there. So that was some of the things they considered. The clash is NASCAR's worst paying race of the season. The total purse is $2.21 million to the 36 teams competing. That's an average of $61,000 or just over per team. So when you look at it too, when you look at the purse, some likely were losing money. Some of the teams were likely losing money when you look at the cost that they were dealing with plus travel, and that would have just been another punch. And then you take the NASCAR partnership with television. They would have likely had trouble staying several more days. Then they got to get all their equipment across country to Daytona, where qualifying is set to happen for the Daytona 500. So it was a losing proposition. They were in a difficult situation had they remained. So I think they just, you know, decided that, hey, okay, what's the best decision? There's going to be pros and cons in both areas, and the best decision is to run it on Saturday. And they're just going to have to do the best they can to make it right with the fans that couldn't come on Saturday.
You know, on one of your other shows this last weekend, Sean, we talked a little bit about the, you know, the clash coming up and the season and what we expected. And I even mentioned, you know, love it or hate it, and we talk about it all the time, NASCAR is not a democracy. Like, they call the shots. They get to do whatever they want. And in sometimes that drives you crazy, but in other times, it allows them to kind of make the decisions that need to be made. This is an exhibition race mm-hmm. that we're literally only having because there's no major sports this weekend and they can grab some eyeballs. It's at a racetrack that hasn't exactly shown that, oh boy, people can't wait for it, right?
The first year they couldn't.
Yes, but
this was the third year.
The new may have worn off a little bit, a little shines off the apple. And oh, by the way, it doesn't count for anything. So, hey, this is kind of an exhibition. Doesn't count for anything. The only thing we're going to lose is maybe some eyeballs and some ticket sales, but it could cost us oh so much more. So let's just do the right thing and let's move it up a day. I was kind of blown away too. You know, when you first sent me the it's moving, I'm like, yeah, they're probably going to try to race it in the morning or something. No, we're going to change days. Yeah. So that was pretty unprecedented. And NASCAR's not the only thing that weather system affected. Like, Pebble Beach, where they were playing golf really close to L.A., they canceled the round Sunday.
Well, it's in Northern California, but yeah, and same state.
And they just announced today that they didn't even play the final round. They just gave it to whoever was leading after 54 holes. So this was a major thing that was going to be there a while. I think NASCAR absolutely made the right decision. I think we got treated to a pretty decent race. I don't think anyone after the Daytona 500 is ever going to go, I can't believe NASCAR moved the class. No, they made the right call. It was very inconvenient for a lot of people. It didn't look like many people got the memo as far as in the stands because there weren't a lot of in attendance. But you know what? We got to see cars on the track. If you tuned in, you got to watch some decent racing. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. I don't think this event has ever been profitable for NASCAR. I think with the amount of money that they have to invest in making this event possible, it's a losing proposition. However, it has been a benefit for the exposure of the sport and the growth of the sport. But as far as anything like that, I don't think that it's been one of those things that NASCAR could look at and go, hey, this is something we need to continue.
Yeah, we tried.
Especially, it's the end of the 3-year contract. So NASCAR's in a position where they can move it, and I think they likely will for 2025.
You know, Sean, it's like, you know how you're always doing sweet things for Mrs. Whitfield?
Oh, yeah.
Because you just love her so much.
I lose track. I do it so much.
So it's kind of like that, you know, that first really good date night that you take her down to, what's the restaurant we like?
Aaliyah's.
You take her down to Aaliyah. And man, the wine.
Taking her there this Saturday night, matter of fact.
Oh, boy. So the wine's good and the chicken's good and the protein shake, all that's good. And the night goes just as you expect. And man, that was a blast. Let's do it again. Well, then you try to plan the exact same thing for the next Saturday. And yeah, it was fun and it was good, but it didn't quite, you know, it just a little bit of the newness and the funness has worn off.
The funness or the fungus?
Perhaps. Depends on if you're doing it right, I guess. And then by the third time, it's just, you know what? I mean, is this what we're always going to do? And I think that's kind of the, you know, not that Mrs. Whitfield would think that about you, but I think this is just, hey, we tried it. It was cool one time, but boy, don't need to keep going back.
Hey, what do you think about them moving the Clash to Mexico? What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, am I going to be like one of your, hey, took our gerbs? No, I don't care.
One of those what?
Well, you know.
What were you just trying to imitate?
They took our jobs.
Oh, they took our jobs.
Hurry to Mexico.
I don't do that.
No, I mean, I'm fine with it if the racing's good.
I'm just trying to think outside the box. I mean, you want to take what it to somewhere to that's...
is stick it somewhere close to the 500 and quit making people travel over all over. Like NASCAR constantly complains about cost. We're seeing that we'll get to later, you know, half the drivers don't even make as much as some of the dudes in outlaw racing. Money's a huge issue right now. Quit making teams travel all over God's green earth. Just keep it close to the 500. Run a mini 500. Who cares, you know?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't really have a problem with the distance because, heck, it doesn't affect us. So who cares?
I guess that's true.
It's not our money.
You know what they ought
but
to do?
But go somewhere that is different that we don't go at during the season.
You look at all the track owners and go, all right, I've got to take a race away from you, but you get next year's Clash. And that'll just be the rotation, you know. It's like Pocono. Sorry, buddy. But, hey, you got the Clash.
Yeah.
And then two birds in one stone. A race that doesn't matter at a track we don't like. Boom, there we go.
Yeah, maybe we go to Rockingham. Put Rockingham back on the map.
Yeah, you could do that. That would be cool.
You know, one other thing I was thinking about, you know, I'm always looking at the business side of the sport. I'm thinking, okay,
you just how said much, you don't even care if the teams make money. It doesn't affect you.
Yeah, but it doesn't personally affect me. That's what I probably should have said. But, you know, I'm always thinking about the business side, and I'm thinking, okay, you've got a sponsor that chose to sponsor the Clash because it was going to be on Fox. It was going to be on national TV. And that sponsor signed up because of that. He or she may have not decided to choose that as a race to sponsor with it being on FS1. So I wonder how many of those type agreements were there with some of the sponsors? Because we saw a few sponsors out there that we don't typically see. They signed up to be on Fox, didn't end up on Fox, it was on FS1. So I'm sure there was some agreements like that and possibly some refunds or less money charged on the old invoice for sponsorship for some of those sponsors because they weren't on national television with you know, NASCAR on Fox.
Perhaps, hey, we're real sorry about this. We don't have a sponsor for the Bristol race. What if we just go ahead and put you on that? A lot of that bonusing, you know how that works in the business. But I think if you were did we miss a lot of the casual fans, which is what a lot of those, you know, these races are put on for when it's exhibition. Did we miss some of the pomp and circumstance and the eyeballs and all that? Yeah, I mean that was probably missed, but we still had racing.
Yeah,
still got the guys out, still got some of the drama that we wanted. So if you're a NASCAR fan, you're probably not that bummed. If you're a NASCAR executive, you're probably pretty bummed because you did. It was teed up there, but the weather kind of got in your way. However, you made the right call.
And we even saw a little drama after the race. A
little drama.
Joey Logano was a pretty tall guy, but little Ty Gibbs had the car to beat at the beginning of the race. It didn't work out too well for him in the end. But we're already starting to see a little drama, which is giving us something to... a little extra to look forward going into Daytona.
That's right. But you know what? They're going to have this whole week to cool off, so they'll probably forget by the time they get to
Well,
Daytona.
Actually, they're going to have nearly 2 weeks to cool off.
That's true.
But yeah.
Good point.
So NASCAR will be off this weekend because they do not want to compete against the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is this Sunday.
Nothing. What? The Puppy Bowl.
That wouldn't even be a competition, you know, if they were competing head-to-head against the Super Bowl. And so then the Daytona 500 will be airing the following Sunday. So we are getting ready for Speed Week at Daytona, and we're getting ready for the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series season. And we're so happy that you're joining us today. Keep us locked in right here on Rock 105 every Monday at 6 as we continue to talk NASCAR. 24 years now. 24 years the day of the Daytona 500 will be the anniversary of this show. And we couldn't do it without all you guys and gals out there listening today, as well as our sponsors. So thank you so much. We got a lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of its goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, starting today, going all the way through the 2024 season, getting you up to speed on all the things you need to know in and around the garage area. Just getting ready to talk about the good old Bud Light Clash. Big win for Denny Hamlin. That'll get you some points, no points, a little bit of money, some bragging rights. He got a chance to show off a little bit and say that he beat everyone's favorite driver. We'll get to that in a little bit. But the real season kicks off coming up next, or not next week, the week after the Super Bowl, and that is February 18th, Daytona International Speedway, the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. But of course, even before that, on the 15th, you've got at Daytona the Blue-Green Vacations duels at Daytona to decide who is exactly starting where. Now, next week, Sean and I will do our yearly how in the heck do you qualify for the 500 and what does it all really mean? Who is this guy driving that car? And where did so-and-so go? So we'll get into the recap of all that next week. But today, just welcoming everybody back, recapping the Busch Light Clash and talking a little bit about the offseason.
And, of course, we are presented to you by Optimize You. We want to welcome them back for the 2024 NASCAR season. And you can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. Let's get into the results real quick of the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum that ended up running Saturday at Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Denny Hamlin started first and ended up winning the race in his Sport Clips Toyota. Second was Kyle Busch. Third, Ryan Blaney. Fourth, Joey Logano. And fifth, Kyle Larson.
All right. Other drivers of note, you had Alex Bowman, sixth. Chase Briscoe, seventh. Keselowski, eighth. Truex Jr., ninth. William Byron in the 10th spot. Bubba Wallace, 12th. Ross Chastain, 15th. He was a little upset. Ty Gibbs, 18th. All the way down, not a good night for Chase Elliott. Finished 22nd.
You know, every race is a good race. Some are just a little bit better than others.
I mean, okay.
But
is that how we're going to go?
This is my least favorite race of the year.
We love all of our children, but some...
Yeah, you can't love...
Some pictures are hung a little higher in the house.
Yeah, you can't love... You got children. You can't love one more than the other. You got to treat them all equal. But this is my least favorite race, you know, even though I try to treat them the same.
See, I think...
Am I making sense at all?
It gets points because we're so excited for a race. And it's kind of fun that it doesn't matter. So it's like you're not even mad that the racing isn't all that good. I prefer it to a... Bristol on dirt that actually matters. Like it's the racing's not awesome and it counts for points. Pocono, like we got it back when we were going to that back to back, like, oh, this is boring and it actually matters. So I have to pay attention. So I, you know what? Bushlight Clash does what it's supposed to do. Gets everyone excited, shows everybody the new cars, gets the drivers back in the groove. We just kind of got, you know, Mother Nature had other ideas.
Well, we know that the primary reason NASCAR has this race there in Los Angeles is because of the importance that the West Coast market is, the media market, the demographics and all of the West Coast to the sport of NASCAR. Here is the big question, Casey. This is the last year of the 3-year deal. My opinion is they're probably not going to go back with the Clash.
They're not going to do that.
It was anticipated and planned that they were going to turn Fontana, California Speedway, into a short track. Well, they haven't even began construction, began permits, any of that kind of stuff. So it doesn't look like it's likely that we're going to see NASCAR at Fontana in 2025. So do you think there is a hint of a possibility that they could try to extend the contract at the Coliseum, or do you just think that we will have a void for 2025 in one of the top media markets in the United States for NASCAR?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think that you're probably going to end up having a void. I don't know that the cost meets the demand, if that makes sense. Like, I just don't know that we're gaining a whole lot. And having such a large media market, I get it, but then again, everything's so segmented now that I don't know that it really matters as much as it used to. Mm-hmm. I say you take the guys to like some happening town like Nashville, where you know that that is in your demographic. It's not too far from Daytona. They always seem to do cool stuff when they're there, or you know, somewhere around that, maybe in St. Louis at Gateway, someplace we haven't been in a long time. You know, give this race to one of the tracks is trying to prove itself, or one of the tracks that you know, at least it'll be received well and it'll be a bigger deal. Here's the thing about LA. It's massive and there are so many people and it is so segmented. I mean, if you're not the Dodgers or like the Rams or one of the major the Lakers, then people just don't get all that excited about it. I mean, USC football is a huge brand and they compete for national championships sometimes. And people don't go to games. You know, it is just there's better things to do in LA. And I don't like the look of, hey, this is a super cool race. Everyone's excited. Why isn't anyone here? You sell this out in Nashville.
Yeah, that's not good for the brand.
You sell it out in Nashville. You sell it out in some place that doesn't get races anymore. You know, make it a big deal because TV can make it all look big.
Yeah, when you turn on the television and you see a stadium that's half empty, that's not good for
you
the brand.
You could have doubled the amount of people there and might have gotten half empty.
And of course, you could say
but
some
it,
of
it was moved. I mean,
yeah, you could say you some of it is there's people that were planning to be there on Sunday that couldn't be there on Saturday or may have not gotten the news, have not gotten the information because the decision was made quickly on Saturday, which didn't give a lot of people the opportunity to possibly change their schedules or make plans, or they already had plans and they couldn't change them. So that's got a lot to do with it. It would be good to to be able to know what the stands would have looked like had it ran when it was supposed to. But hey, you can't control Mother Nature. Hey, I want to shift gears for just a moment. Many of our listeners are probably aware of this. There may be a few that are not, but majority are probably are, about the fact that Netflix has just released the documentary of NASCAR called Full Speed. Have you had an opportunity to see any of it? It started January 30th.
I've watched some trailers and stuff, but I have not caught Netflix.
If I remember correctly, there's four or five episodes in the series. I watched one last week, and then I did a binge watch over the weekend. I watched one Saturday, and I watched the other three yesterday afternoon. It is really good. For anyone out there that has an interest in it, I would encourage you to check it out. Even if you're somebody out there listening and you're going, you know, I don't know if I want to watch that or not, I'd encourage you to check it out. It gives an up close and personal account of sort of the lives of these drivers and the inner workings of the day to day life of being a NASCAR driver and the team. Sort of behind the scenes, even some scenes of them that they're home. One thing that caught my attention, I was a little bit surprised of, is how much time they spent with Denny Hamlin. If you're a Denny Hamlin fan, you will enjoy watching this because you're going to get a lot of up close and behind the scenes parts of Denny Hamlin and his career and what he, you know, what his life is like. Some of the other drivers that are featured, Ryan Blaney. They did a good job covering him. You get to also meet the girlfriends or wives in the documentary.
Ah, that's why you tuned in.
William Byron, Ross Chastain, Tyler Reddick. One thing that I was surprised about was the fact that they didn't have Chase Elliott in this. Possibly Chase declined the offer. I would have been surprised if they didn't offer him the opportunity to be in the documentary. But I think there's a lot of NASCAR fans who would have enjoyed seeing the life and behind the scenes of Chase Elliott.
Yeah, being the sport's most popular driver, it seems pretty obvious that he would be there. So that lends it to, did he make some demands that Netflix didn't want to cater to? Because why wouldn't you have him? Because
you basically have to have a no-holds-bar agreement to just let the cameras and Netflix into your life. Because this basically started at the beginning of the 16 drivers playoffs. So Netflix did a great job. NASCAR did a great job. I was very pleased and impressed with what I saw. So I would encourage you to check it out. And anyone out there listening, check it out. It is very well done.
You know, Netflix... known for tons of documentaries anyway. They did one that they brought back for a second season where they follow a bunch of golfers around. They did one where they follow some quarterbacks around.
Yeah, the quarterback ones I've not seen, but my wife says it's fantastic.
I bet she did. She's like, oh.
She's a Patrick Mahomes fan.
Patty Mahomes is cool. But this all started, you know, with the F1 guys.
Oh, yeah.
And so it has exploded the popularity of F1.
In the United States, it's taken F1 to another level.
Absolutely. So, you know, all these other sports trying to get on the bat, and that's how you do it. You make it personal. It is very interesting what NASCAR guys do week to week. It is a traveling circus, and to make guys, you know, more human and not just a dude in a car, it's invaluable.
I believe that NASCAR feels like this is going to do for them what it did for Formula One, or at least that's their bet.
Yeah, that's what they're hoping.
And I hope that it really does. I hope it brings, especially the young generation that may have not been exposed to NASCAR yet, that they will have the old try it, you'll like it.
Yeah.
And Netflix.
And pick a favorite driver and go.
Oh, yeah. And Netflix has got a huge audience. If I may be mistaken on this.
It's still the number one streaming site.
I'm thinking it's, what, 300 and something million subscribers? Does that sound about right?
I just know it's the number one streaming site, still ahead of Disney Plus. So it's got the most. It reaches more people than anybody else.
I may be totally wrong because we're not too far off of what the population is in the United States. But nevertheless, I think it's going to bring dividends into the sport of NASCAR. And I hope they will have some more episodes. Because if they do as good a job for the future ones as they did for this, it's going to be a big hit. So, all right, it's time for us to take a break. We are presented to you by Optimize You. Again, thank you so much for joining us on our first episode of Racing Talk Radio. We're coming to you live from the Optimize You studio. A lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. I'm not afraid
of the war you've come to wage. Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Each and every Monday at 6, Sean Whitfield and myself coming at you, getting you caught up on all the news in the world of NASCAR that you need to know. This is show number one of show about, 50. I feel like we do it every year, but we're here each and every Monday throughout the entire season, keeping you up to date. NASCAR just had its first race of the year. No points, all glory. Big win for Denny Hamlin in the exhibition Busch Clash. They take the week off, as the rest of the world does, in preparation for the big game. And then on the 18th, two Sundays away, it's time for the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. And that's something Sean and I will get into and get you prepped for that coming up next Monday at 6.
Hey, I've got some breaking news.
Oh, boy.
Breaking news here for you. You're familiar with Crocs, aren't you?
Yeah.
Check this out.
NASCAR Crocs?
NASCAR Crocs. I'm showing Casey a picture of this.
Oh, man.
Our listeners can't see this, but you can go to... just Google Crocs, and they just released these last Friday, and they're pretty cool. They only have them in black, and they've got the NASCAR logo on them.
Yeah.
$69.99.
So here's the thing. The ironic thing is NASCAR is all about speed, but if you know anyone that wears Crocs, they don't go very fast. They're just, got tail fins.
Well, they all have that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. They don't all have that. Yeah. But yeah, these do. Do you have any Crocs?
I do not.
I have a couple of pair. And here is the only time I wear them.
Do you want me to text that to your wife?
She knows. As a wish list. I've already showed these to her.
Okay.
She said, you're going to have a pair. I said, absolutely, I'm going to have a pair. I only wear them for two reasons. I wear them to mow the yard in, and I wear them at the beach and at the pool.
You go to the beach so much, you have special beach shoes.
Yeah, that's where I wear them because you can get them wet. They're comfortable. They, they're just cool wearing at the beach or at the pool. So I am going to have me a pair of NASCAR Crocs. They have just signed a partnership with NASCAR, and they came out Friday. If you have the Crocs app, and then for everybody else, you can go to Crocs.com today and purchase your pair.
And if you have the Crocs app, walk to the nearest mirror and stare at yourself and examine your life.
I just decided I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
Hey, Evelyn Orr loves Crocs, and she's got a pair of Harry Potter Crocs.
And just think what your daughter, how good she would feel if she knew she could hang out with dear old dad and y'all could wear your Crocs together.
There we go.
I mean, that would just make her day.
Come on, honey. Let's go wear our same shoes together.
You're her favorite anyway. You might even get icing on the cake of being the best dad.
I'm having to Google Crocs right now. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. So I know what I'm going to get you for your birthday.
Front page on Crocs is NASCAR.
Absolutely.
Man,
this is breaking news.
Watch out.
Yeah. This is breaking news. I mean, that's why I had to share it. Hey, we've got a special guest joining us here in
Blast
the studio
from the past,
and our guest. I need you to get right up to the microphone, if you would. And that is none other than Jason Staney. Hello, Jason.
Hey, what's up?
Glad for you to be joining us here today. Thanks for stopping by.
It's certainly a blast.
Now, Jason, his father is a great friend of ours. Jared Staney used to be the market manager for these radio stations a number of years ago. Been in radio a long time, and my racquetball buddy Jason picked up racquetball with us, Casey, a couple months ago, and man, the guy just comes on the court and takes control.
Well, he learns from his old man.
Oh, he does. He just takes control. So really enjoyed playing racquetball. But as I've seen Jason here lately and we've been talking, this guy does not miss a NASCAR race. Now, when I say a NASCAR race, I'm not talking about just the Cup Series. This guy doesn't miss an Xfinity Series race or a Camping World Truck Series race. You live NASCAR, don't you, Jason?
They kind of all blend into one, a lot of the time. So years become just one big old season. But yeah, this year it was my goal to not miss a race. And I think I missed maybe one. But
out of all three series?
I think it was a truck race. Yeah, I think it was the Milwaukee Mile where I think Enfinger won that one.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing about it is tell you more about the Xfinity Series and Truck Series than you and I know together.
When were you our producer? You ran the board for us for a year. Was it a year or two? I think a year.
It was Gordon retired and Kyle Busch won. So that was 2015.
Man. I didn't ever remember you running the board. Well, I remember you being in the studio.
You don't pay attention to other people, Sean, like I do.
Okay. I remember Jason being in the studio with us, but I didn't remember him running the board.
Yeah, he was a big part of the show. And
Cowboy Kyle.
Cowboy Kyle was there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I am already getting my paperwork in the mail for my AARP, so my memory is not as sharp as it used to be. But so, Jason, we just got a minute or so left, and we're almost out of time. You have any predictions of the season? I mean, what are you most excited about in the NASCAR Cup Series as an example for 2024? Who's your guy? Who's going to be the one that's really just going to be, showing us all how it's done?
Well, actually, in 2022, I predicted Joey Logano to win the Clash and the whole championship, which was really cool at the end to see him finally do it. And out of my friend group, everyone was like, he's not going to win. And then lo and behold, Phoenix comes along, he wins. I'm jumping up and down. So I mean, I'm going to go for Logano again just because I'm a Ford guy. But, I mean, the way Chastain kind of fell off last year, I'm hoping he becomes his old self again.
You know, Ross Chastain, he's the new Harvick. He's got the uniform, but Busch Light, and he's the one that's attracting the sponsors. He's been the bad boy for the last couple of years.
Speaking of cars, though, how good did Tyler Reddick's that look like a pair of old Jordans? That was an awesome car, but so you're right. Chastain, is he going to bounce back? Blaney, you know?
Can he defend the title?
You asked me earlier if I had a favorite driver. I've kind of always dug Blaney because I thought he was the most popular of the kind of up-and-comers, but yet he never had that dominant stretch, and I kind of feel like he backdoored the championship, but guess what? He still won it, and boom, he's returning champion. Is this going to light a fire and keep him on the right path? And, you know, I think 2023 was a lot of winners, a lot of very entertaining, kind of some of the old guys out there, some of the new guys. And I feel like 24's kind of got that same vibe, but we'll see.
Yeah. And it's going to take all of us a few weeks to get accustomed to some of the changes, drivers, got some new guys that's coming in, and then just getting acquainted with some of the sponsors. So we got some new sponsors this year, which is also good.
Oh, always. It's good to grow the sport. But sadly, you're not going to be around. You're getting all grown on us and moving to the big city.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll be coming back soon. But
well, he does have the Odyssey app that he listen to us on. So anybody out there that's traveling, just download the Odyssey app to your smartphone or tablet, and you can listen to us each Monday at 6.
You can still come visit your parents. They're going to miss you so much on the weekends. Yeah. Do your laundry.
Yeah.
So it's good to see you, bud.
Well, thank
you.
Jason, thanks for stopping by the Optimize You studio.
Well, thanks
Please
for having
come
me.
Back. All right, Casey. For the first show, you did very well.
Oh, well,
you didn't do any stumbling today.
I'll save it for next week. It'll be fine.
You did it like a pro, like you've never stopped radio. Well,
you know, it's this monster energy. And I opened up and I just knew you would have forgotten, but there's a fridge full of it holding true to our deal.
I was going to say, that just happened recently because I knew you would be here every Monday.
Oh,
so
delicious.
I had to make sure I had you taken care of. Well, all right. It's been fun. It's been great. And we'll be back here again next Monday to do it all again. Any final words before we go?
No. Everybody have a great time and have a good big game weekend. We'll see you next Monday.
All right. That sounds great. Again, we are presented to you by Optimize You. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell a friend about us. And you can also find us at racingtalkradio.com. So more NASCAR again next Monday, 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WRXR Rossville, Chattanooga. Rock 105. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
An Odyssey station.